From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Good morning. We made it to a Friday, December 6th. We got a great show in store for you, to say the least. I don't know how else to introduce him. Father John Ricardo's in studio with us right now, and we got him for the entire hour. Father Ricardo, what's going on?
Hey, morning, brother. How
My
you doing?
Goodness gracious, this is a treat. Joe Stopulis in here as well with us. Joe, you get to be my guest today hour.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to sit here and hang out.
And we called you up, and you canceled everything you had going on this morning.
At 7 a.m.
Rotary.
He does not miss this thing, It takes something. But Father John Ricardo in with us the entire hour today. We're just going to get moving quick because I think we got plenty of people that are listening, and we're roaring and ready to go. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. We're going to do your saint of the day in the second half hour, and that's it. So we're just going to fire away with Father John Ricardo throughout the entire show today. I'm ready. I hope you're ready. Friday, December 6th. Let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news this morning and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
What's going on, sir?
Well, good morning, John. Welcome, Father Ricardo, back to Des Moines.
Yes. He doesn't have the headphones on, but he can still hear you.
Oh, he doesn't have the headphones.
Okay.
I hear all things.
He can hear all things here. He's got you. He's got you.
Well, that is awesome. Well, now, this is not a best of show, is it, right now?
This is not.
We did that yesterday, and that... I thought I heard Prediction Friday sneak in there, but I think they edited out Deacon Tony and Jimmy. So I just wanted you to know that, John.
Listen, Father Ricardo would be very impressed with my Prediction Friday record. I think I had 6 or 7 losses this year, which is pretty darn good. You know.
I know Father may not be able to hear me, but does he realize you're a Viking fan and he's a
well? Listen, we're
going to
get to that. We're going to get to that. We got Viking and Packer fan in here.
We don't have
of course
a Lions.
Not in the sports segment.
The Lions left town a long time ago, brother.
We're going to get to those Lions here. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
I thought so. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwa currently at the Mercy One Studio in central Iowa. Cloudy skies, 32 degrees, a north wind at 16 miles per hour. Today it'll be partly cloudy and much colder, about 20 degrees colder than yesterday. Today's high in central Iowa, 37 degrees, a north wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 27 degrees. The winds will switch back out of the south, and that'll bring warmer weather tomorrow. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, high of 47 degrees. And Sunday more the same, partly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, a portion of Interstate 8035 in Irvindale will be closed Saturday night for an ongoing road construction. A stretch between Douglas Avenue and Northwest 86 will be shut down at 10 o'clock tomorrow night until Sunday morning. The Iowa DOT says the freeway will be reopened to traffic once the girders are safely in place. The first two girders were installed under a similar closure back in November. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school wrestling. Dowling went down to Ottumwa for the Ottumwa Triangular. Seventh-ranked Waukee defeated Dowling in the first match, 45-16. The Maroons rebounded and defeated Ottumwa 61-15. High school swimming last night, Dowling defeated Mesa City 77-17. Yesterday, women's college basketball right here in Des Moines. Yesterday morning, Drake defeated Waldorf 103-18. Bulldogs now 7-2 on the season. Last night, Iowa State women, they defeated Alabama 75-66 to move their record record is 6-1. And last night, NFL Thursday Night Football kicking off Week 14. The Chicago Bears defeated the Dallas Cowboys 31-24. The Bears now 7-6 on the season. Tonight, it's men's college basketball, the Big Ten opener. The Iowa Hawkeyes at 4th-ranked Michigan, and they'll tip it off at 5:30. That'll be televised on Fox Sports 1. And today, today's Dallin Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Valley at Dowling. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock with their pregame show. Girls tip it off at 6:15. The boys to follow. We'll have both games tonight, again, here on Iowa Catholic Radio, so join us for the call. Dowling and Valley tonight from the Dowling Gym. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One Studio in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees, a north wind at 16 miles per hour. That feels like temperature 21 degrees this morning, and today it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 37 degrees here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Looking for a good drive this Friday as you're heading to downtown from the West Mixer. 7 minutes heading into downtown. 7 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown as well. We do have an accident that you want to be aware of. I-35 northbound there at the West Mixer. So that's going to create a little bit of a problem for you as you make that drive into work. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Roofingankeny.com. I want to thank Dean Bell. I'm going to see him today. A little pickup basketball. It's been about 2 weeks since I've been there, and I'm pumped. Roofing for over 30 years. Dean, I know you're listening, brother, and I appreciate you underwriting this show and all you do. Listen, Dean's not Catholic. He came to me one day, and he said, well, we were playing basketball about a year ago, and he said, I want to support you guys. I've never put my name behind anything, but I'm going to put my name behind your show. 963-4494, roofingankeny.com, serving Central Iowa for the last 30 years. 963-4494. Father John Ricardo in studio with us. Acts 29. Everyone wants to know what's going on with them Lions. Everyone wants to know.
That is the question of the morning, I'm sure, for most people in Des Moines. It has to be.
Father,
right?
You said that's a near occasion of sin, right? When you watch those Lions. And every year, as Joe and I were saying, you think they're on the cusp. They're ready. Now they're going to have that breakout season. And it just doesn't happen.
No, it just doesn't happen. And so we those of us who live in Detroit, we just text each other usually about 2:30 or 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon and go, why? Yeah. Why do we do this? Yeah. Why do we
That's
watch?
All you need, huh?
Why do we listen? Forget it. I'm done.
That's it, man.
Frees
That's
up your
it.
Sunday, though.
It does.
Do
it
important things.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right. Like watch other people's teams.
Right.
And imagine what would it be like to actually have a football team that was good.
Well, your grandfather sold the Lions. He owned them in the 50s. Was that right?
Yeah, he sold them in the early 60s.
My goodness.
William Ford, yeah.
That's incredible.
Or Henry Ford, rather.
And yeah. now look at him.
Yeah,
now, I mean, come on,
look
man.
At him. That's right.
You could have been the owner of them Lions right now, but that's all right. It's all right. We'll pray for him. Acts 29. I mean, here you are. You came to Des Moines, and you were saying, listen, off air, and I knew you were serious about this. You said, this is kind of like a hotbed here in Des Moines. What kind of impresses you about it?
Yeah, so a couple of us came from our team. So this new ministry that God's called us apart for, which does parish renewal. So I don't even know how we got here, quite honestly. oftentimes we end up going to places and people say, what are you going to do in Des Moines and why are you going there? And it's like, you know, I don't really know, but God will make that clear. And I think our experience just being here since Tuesday late afternoon and just the multitude of people that we've met and had a chance to talk with, we're just really impressed from an outsider's perspective of the grace that we see happening here. So my sense is it's God wants to establish a beachhead here in Des Moines. There are such extraordinary lay men and women who have a passion for the gospel and a desire to see what we say is kind of the vision for our work, which is God wants his world back. And so Now that you guys have this new bishop that you have, who's just an amazing man, my impression is I think you guys just got a general assigned to you, and I would expect huge things here in Des Moines in the years ahead.
We're keeping it all on the down low because we want to keep him for the next years.
Good.
Right, right. Yeah, let's keep him here for the next.
Don't take him to Chicago.
Right,
or LA,
right. 15, 16 years. And yeah, I know you were able to meet Bishop Johnson last night. And you were at Dowling Catholic High School. How was it? How did they respond?
It was terrible. It was great. I think it was the first time they've ever done something like what we did. So I don't do these things typically anymore. But we did a retreat with the kids. So we took 1,400 kids into a gym, which is, you know, less than ideal for a teenage
boy or girl. All at once? You couldn't stagger them? It was all at once?
No, they were all at once.
Yeah. That's a lot of kids.
All school.
Yeah, so freshmen to seniors, everybody, teachers, whatever.
It's one thing for a talk, but, I mean, you were there for 3.5 hours with them.
Yeah, so we did they did some things to prepare for it. I'm not quite sure what they did. I mean, I think they helped the teachers do a few things to just realize, why are we doing this kind of a retreat? I guess they had never done something like this before. At least that's what I was told. I encouraged them. I said, why don't we do this? Because my experience, increasingly so of late, is I think one of the major crises in the church is I don't think people know the story. So I look out at people's faces in mass, and the image that I use oftentimes is it's like looking at people who just woke up in the middle of chapter 83 of a book. Mm. And they're looking around going, where am I? And what's going on?
Yeah.
And why am I here? And they don't even know they're in a book. They don't know they're in a story. They don't know what it's about. They're just lost, right? And I would argue, I don't think many Catholics have ever actually heard the gospel in a short, condensed, concise form in a way that overwhelms them to the place where, as Pope John Paul the Great used to say, leads them to surrender themselves to Jesus. I just don't think that's ever happened to most people.
Hmm.
And I think it's actually what a lot of our evangelical brothers and sisters do really well. It's why it's not unusual to hear someone say, I grew up Catholic, and then I met Jesus at First Pres or whatever.
Right.
And I know what they mean by that. They were meeting Jesus all the time, objectively, in the sacraments. But oftentimes people never hear the gospel, what technically we would call the kerygma, which is just the Greek word for proclamation. And so that's what we shared with the kids at Dowling. I just kind of, in a very condensed fashion, in two talks, tried to share the gospel, which the way the Lord's taught me to share it is really to break it up into four words: created, captured, rescued, and response. And those are the words whereby you can remember what it is that God's done for us. So the four words answer huge questions like, why is there something rather than nothing?
Hmm.
Which is a massive question, right?
Yeah.
Why is everything so obviously messed up? What, if anything, has God done about it? And if he's done something about it, how should I respond? And if the Christian life is a response to God's initiative, and I don't know what it is he's done, then I have nothing to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the faith is left to what? Rules. Which is what most kids think it is,
right?
And maybe even most adults think it is too. So we tried to do that with the kids, and you know, you're just throwing seeds around. So please, God, the word of God doesn't return void, and it'll make an impression.
That's it. And you were able to speak to the parents last night, I know. And people are, I mean, they've asked me continuously, like I'm your schedule keeper. What's he doing? Where's he going?
I mean, I would have played golf yesterday. Yeah. It was so nice.
Did you really?
I should have.
Oh, this is great, man. Brother. I wish you did.
You should move here. It's always like this.
Yeah. Chamber of Commerce
always
week.
Always like this.
That's it, man. But you spoke to the Dowling parents last night. You know, I don't think it's any question or any surprise that we see a lot of young people today that have left the faith. I think the average age that people are leaving now is about 13 years old, or at least renouncing their faith altogether, saying they're not Catholic or they don't identify as Catholic any longer. What do you say to parents that maybe have a teenager right now that's thinking, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't want to go through it. I don't know if I want to be confirmed. How do you parent that?
Yeah, huge question, right? I mean, so we a couple things with kids, right? I mean, or with parents, rather. So one is just we tried to encourage parents last night and speak a word of hope into them. So the narrative from the culture at large is something like this. Your kids don't listen to you. You're not very influential on them. What they're really interested in is sports or music or their teachers or their coaches or whatever. Those are the people who are making the impression on them. the data, Notre Dame did a study on this a set of years ago, and the data that comes back is so strongly contradictory.
Really?
To that. The data is overwhelmingly the biggest influence on kids, teenagers, is their parents. Mm. And the way they put it, this is a great way of hearing it, I think, is hands down, there's not a close second, the single most important pastor a child ever has is his mom or dad.
Mm.
And they set a kind of glass ceiling through which the kids will almost never pass through. And one of the encouraging thing in all this is what leads kids to faith and what parents need to do, if you will, are really simple things. Like, you don't have to have the catechism memorized. You don't have to have a doctorate in theology. You don't have to have all the answers. You need to be authentic. Like, live your faith. Don't be, not necessarily be perfect. No one's perfect. But just live your faith. Talk about the faith at home. Go to Mass. Like, it's, if you do those things, the impact on a child, especially of a father, if he's got a son,
sure,
is massive. So the devil's temptation, right, which I just kind of shadowed this last night too, is, man, you guys are never going to win.
Mm-hmm.
This is my world, and I'm just going to continuously, relentlessly come after your kids, and you have no chance. The reality is Jesus has crushed the enemy, and he's given us authority over him, and he's given a particular authority to parents to pray for and fight for their kids. So use it.
I got a 6'4" and 11-week-old right now, man, and that just pumps me up. I mean, I'm ready. Let's go to battle, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go to battle.
You walk around the house, right? I mean, this is what a parent should do. You walk into your kid's room, you make the sign of the cross over the door, and you say, I claim this room for the Lord Jesus Christ. I command in his all-powerful name every spirit that's in here who's harassing my child to leave. You have no hold on my child. He does not belong to you. He belongs to the omnipotent Lord of heaven and earth. Flee this place. And so, as opposed to being on the defense, right, Jesus says, we oftentimes, I think, misunderstood the passage where Jesus says to Peter, you know, you are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We think that means something like, well, no matter how bad it gets, I guess the church will always be surviving, you know? But that's not a... Gates are defensive measures, right? Nobody gets attacked by a gate.
Right, right.
What Jesus is saying is hell has no chance. Go get my world back.
I don't even know if I'm going to come back from this break. I'm just going to go to my house and do exactly what he said. When we come back, friends, we are going to be talking more with Father John Mercado. That's who you're hearing. Gene says, welcome, Father John. Friends, if you have a question for Father John Mercado coming up here in this first half hour and the second half hour, send it in. Do a text, 515-223-1150. We'd love to bring that question to Father John. Don't go anywhere, friends. More Father John Mercado right here on John Leonetti in the Morning. Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Iowa's largest commercial real estate owner and developer. Professionals committed to providing efficient and cost-effective facility and property management services since 1985. Staff knowledge and experience, buying power, effective vendor management, and more. RRRealty.com. Again, thank you for all you do for us and your seat at the table here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That is RRRealty.com.
Man Up with Joe Stopulis, Monday mornings at 9 and online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty is letting others see Jesus Christ at work through uplifting programs like Man Up here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy.
Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with Old Country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi. This is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. If you have a question for Father John Ricardo, you can text it in at 515-223-1150. I already have a couple that have come in. Father John Ricardo is with us right now, along with Joe Stopulis.
I'm not going to say, again, I told you at the beginning of that episode, I'm just here to listen. I wanted to just a kind of intro scene here. That way I don't have to text.
Listen,
I have a question.
People are here for you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
People are listening right now.
They can listen at 9 a.m. on Mondays if they want to hear me.
How do you stay in such good shape, Father? I mean, you work out?
Yeah, I try to work out every
day.
Yeah.
You always stayed in good shape?
Try to, yeah. I've just learned as a man. I heard a line from Father Michael Scanlon recently, you know, the old president of Franciscan University. He says, a man needs to sweat for an hour every day.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a great line.
And an I think hour? It seems aggressive.
Okay. I like it.
Father Mike Scanlon.
So you got a holy hour and a full hour of working out.
Absolutely.
There's two gone.
That's two right there, all plus right. Mass. That's three. See you.
There you
all
go.
Right. Have a nice day. So much for sleep, right?
That's all it is, man.
It's overrated.
That's all it is. Whitney asks, Father John, I'm so excited to attend tonight. When are you going to write another book?
Writing one right now, actually.
Are you?
On this whole story. So it's called the shocking and unexpected news that is the gospel.
The shocking.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
We're still coming out. So hopefully it'll come out in somewhere around Easter. But it's – so I'm just passionate about this, right? In the midst of all the crises that are happening in the church right now and in the world, it's easy to get kind of lost in the weeds. And so I feel like the Lord's called me in a particular way simply to be a herald of the story and to remind people what's the big picture, what's God's plan for the world, and what's our mission in it. So that's what this book's going to be about. It'll be something short, sweet, simple, hopefully, and be the kind of thing you can give to people and go, this is the gospel.
Yeah. So. I know you've talked fondly about your father and your mother and the family that you were raised in. When did that conversion really happen in your own life? I mean, when did you really meet the Lord? I know your father and mother introduced him to you, and you had that relationship, but when did it just kind of, you own it? I mean, you just said, I'm in, Lord. I'm all in for you.
This morning.
That's a good answer.
I have to do it every morning.
That's a great answer.
Right? It's like, I heard a guy say, he was asked one time, like, when did you become a priest? He goes, this morning.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you getting married, you know, when you're married. It's like, hey, when did you get married? You can either go, well, we got married, you know, a bunch of years ago, or you can choose every day to love your wife or your husband. And it's one thing to wear a ring. It's another thing to actually choose to love the person that you're in a relationship with. So I knew the Lord since, I mean, he's like my first conscious thought. Which makes all my rebellion and sin and whatnot all the worse, quite honestly, you know, because I always knew what I was doing.
Sure.
Always. But it was in probably like early, mid-20s when I finally seriously began to start making some choices to put him first.
Yeah. Your father had since passed away.
Yeah, 3 years in
three
February.
Years ago.
Just 3 years, man.
3 years in February.
What's the one thing you take away from him?
There can't be one. Like 1,000.
One thing.
Choose one.
Be great.
Be great. Yeah.
That's how I summarize my dad's words to me and everybody that I know. Be great.
Be great. Your mom's still alive?
No, she passed last September.
Really?
A year ago, September. My gosh.
I know.
What was her last memory on your soul?
Love well.
Love well. You have brothers and sisters. Are you close with them?
I have three sisters. I lost my brother 3 years ago in April.
My
so my dad and my brother lost. They died within 6 weeks
sorry
of each
to hear
other.
That. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I got three sisters. We're close and stay in touch every day, more or less pray for each other every day. My parents started this great tradition when we were all young because there's five kids. And so my mom and dad decided that they would assign a day of the week to one of the kids and that the two of them, mom and dad, would pray for each of the kids on that day. So like Monday was my oldest sister's day. Tuesday was my middle sister's day. Wednesday was my youngest sister's day. Thursday was my brother. And Friday was me. And
it's a penitential day. It's a good day to have.
Yeah.
And Friday is a day when like nobody gets into trouble on Tuesday, right? So me, I got Friday. It's like God knew what he was doing. And so we continue that. And so we all pray for each other on the days that our parents assigned. The grandkids and great-grandkids still do that. They pray for each other on days. They've kind of like kept on a tradition or started a tradition amongst themselves. It's a great thing for parents to do. You know, so you got three kids, you know. Mm-hmm. One gets Monday, one gets Wednesday, one gets Friday.
I like that.
You and your wife get Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And then you tell the kids, like, hey, let's all pray for soever on this day.
I think the example of your parents is clearly shown just what we talked about in the first part. The parents matter. Right? I think one of the problems we have in today's society in the Catholic realm, especially when it comes to schooling, is people just sending their kids to Catholic school and expecting them to just be these great kids and know the faith. It's like, well, no, that's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. The school can help augment what you're doing at home, but to your point with the ceiling, you got what you got from your parents. You saw the example that they did and what their lives led, and that was the inspiration to you and your siblings to live the faith. I think that's actually, we got to communicate to parents today. You can't just send the kids to Catholic school. And if you're not doing it at home, the Catholic schools have no chance. It's got to be your example that they're seeing. Anyway, obviously, you talk about that a lot. With your parents and the example they were, my wife and I try to live that out. I mean, obviously, your parents were such great examples to you, and you know, we just try to share that with as many people as possible, saying, listen, you can't just send your kids to Dowling and just hope, and then you're not doing anything at home with them.
Right. Yeah, and then a word of encouragement to parents who are like, man, I live the faith, you know, like I love the Lord, and I did try to set an example, and my kids have wandered away. Like, and so the enemy's tactic with them is you failed. You did a bad job, and that's not true. Like, you could be the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, but if your son isn't Jesus, he's still going to be rebellious. Mm-hmm. And so it has. You can set the example, but at the end of the day, like I can't make you choose to surrender. Yep. I can only till the soil and give you an example. And so I just want to encourage those who've done that. Don't give in to discouragement or despair or to feel like don't listen to the enemy's lies. I mean, just continue to trust that the example that you set has laid a foundation and that God wants your kids more than you do.
Amy types in. She says already this morning she shut down the show and momentarily to pray a decade of the rosary as she was listening to you talk about family and kids on the way to school this morning. Father John, we're going to talk about Acts 29. I know. In fact, I got to go to a break right now. But when we come back, we are going to talk about this. And I want to talk a little bit more about your priesthood as well, because it's one thing to be faithful. And then it's another thing that you've kind of taken it to the next level. I mean, you said, I'm going all in with this, with my entire life. You were working in a parish for, you know, as a pastor for so many years. And now you are going out on the road. We're going to have all the information for you, friends, on Acts 29 when we come back. They got a beautiful looking website here as well. Acts29.org. Now, AxxIX.org is where you can go and follow along with us here. John Leonetti in the morning. More with Father John Ricardo on this Friday when we return. Don't go anywhere. And a big thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Full range of residential plumbing services right here in Des Moines, Iowa. Your household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Now, most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each and every time. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you for coming here on Iowa Catholic Radio with us and helping us in all we continue to do. GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." but they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Blind men's knowledge of Jesus as Son of David is manifested by their plea to him for pity, which means that they probably heard others talking about him even before he arrives. While the encounter with him proceeds, their understanding of who he really is shows when they refer to him as Lord. As Jesus progressively reveals himself to the world so that it properly understands him to be the Messiah who will suffer and die instead of ruling like a politician, we learn that faith takes time to develop and mature.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Linetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today and appreciate all of our underwriters. Blessman International, thank you for underwriting the show. Friends, go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events. I'll be taking a mission trip there along with Father Adam Westfall next July. We'd love to have you come with us. Every week, Blessman International provides 12,000 meals to impoverished children and their families there in South Africa. Blessmaninternational.org. Thank you, Doc, for underwriting the show. That is blessmaninternational.org. Father John Ricardo in studio with us right now, along with Joe Stopulis here. Father John, let's get to Acts 29. Where did the idea come from?
So about a couple of years ago, maybe, I knew I was going to be leaving Our Lady Good Counsel where I was pastoring, because our assignments are typically 12 years. So I went to the Archbishop and just said, hey, I got about a year and a half left. Are you open to me prayerfully considering doing something different next? Because I don't think God wants me to be a pastor next. Mm. And he went, oh, okay, well, you can pray about that. And so I did. So I kind of spent a year or so with a spiritual director, just kind of walking through some things and praying with some things, asking the Lord. Like, I knew he wanted to do something different. I wasn't sure what. And through a variety of circumstances, we landed on this. So Acts 29 is a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit organization, which is focused on doing priestly and parish renewal. So we work with pastors and their teams. Not all of them. We're a small team, so we can't get to every parish in the country. We don't want to. We don't think we're for everybody. But to really try to help them reclaim their missionary identity.
Mm-hmm.
So our we're five people. Four of us came from Our Lady of Good Counsel. The fifth guy used to work in the Diocese of Lincoln as well as the Archdiocese of Detroit in evangelization. Just a great young guy. And we're kind of itinerant missionaries. And so one of the ways I would describe us is much like the Lord calls a man to leave marriage and family, or to forego marriage and family as a priest, to care for marriages and families, right? So God called us out of parish ministry to care for parish ministry.
Yep.
So we consider ourselves, I think, right now the happiest people on the face of the earth. We love what God has called
us to do. It's
exciting,
man, and to see what you guys are doing. And again, on your website right now, it looks pretty slick. We'll get more into it here right after the news, weather, and sports. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Inside the Mercy One studio, let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Father Ricardo, and everyone else listening this morning. It's awesome.
Yes, it is. This morning. We got texts flying in here, man. Flying in.
I'll bet. Now, Father John, I don't know if you remember several years ago when you were here, you spoke at Hoyt Sherman Place and came on our morning show, which was downtown, and I asked you the most important question you've probably been asked in all your parish ministry. What kind of a car do you drive?
I do remember that, as a matter of fact. I drive a Jeep.
Your dad was a longtime member of, or was CEO of Chrysler, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So you're keeping along the company line, huh?
Doing my best.
I'll tell you who's not on the company lines, that guy right next to you, Mr. Leonetti. He is a Vikings fan. He always picks against Detroit.
Smart man.
Cubs fan. Cubs fan as well.
A picks against
Yankee fan.
Yeah. Yankees.
You are?
Oh, man.
Yankee and Cardinal fan, so
oh
we can
my
go at
goodness.
It.
Cardinals. We, now I got to
Tigers,
my back
there is
thing.
A team.
It's the only Detroit sport I don't like.
Boy, this is theater right now.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, let's get to the Michigan-Iowa game.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey now.
That is tonight, Father.
6 o'clock, Ann Arbor. Let's go, Chrysler Center.
Yeah. that'll be awesome. But, hey, welcome back to Des Moines, and glad to have you here. And I know a lot of people are going to be there Saturday night, including my wife and I and a lot of folks at Hy-Vee Hall and the Community Choice Ballroom. We look forward to that downtown.
It's going to be packed. Going to be packed.
Now, John, you're sitting in the back this time, right? You're getting all the way back of the ballroom.
And... Well, unfortunately, I got to introduce this guy, so we'll be up on stage, but we'll. I don't know why they picked me to introduce him. He just
hi, here's nothing special.
Just walk on the stage, you know. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Well. Got a great day, got a great weekend to be in town, Father, and congratulations on your new assignment. I thought you were when you came the first time, you said you were a parish priest, you don't travel very much, and now look where you're at.
Now he is.
Yeah, God's doing something new. It's exciting, and we thoroughly are enjoying our time in Des Moines. I just can't say enough about what we've seen the Lord doing here, and want to just continue to speak a lot of hope and encouragement into the faithful in this area, because God's establishing a beachhead here.
No question about it, and I know the folks at Dowling really appreciated you being there the last few days, so thank you, Father.
They got a half day of school, that's why they appreciated it.
Yeah, I know, those kids loved it, man.
That's why. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Cool, we're out early.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. And meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees, a north wind at 16 miles per hour. That feels like temperature 21 degrees as you wake up on this Friday, December 6th. And today it'll be partly cloudy here in central Iowa, about 20 degrees colder than yesterday, high of 37 degrees, with north winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 27, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy for your Saturday, a high of 47 degrees as the wind shifts to from the south. And on Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy, a high of 50. The extended forecast, rain on Monday, rain, snow mix on Monday, falling temperatures and highs next week in the upper 20s as the temperatures begin to fall as winter is here. In the news on this Friday morning, a portion of I-35 and Interstate 80 in Urbandale will be closed tomorrow night for ongoing road construction. The stretch between Douglas Avenue and Northwest 86th Street will be shut down beginning tomorrow night at 10 o'clock until Sunday morning. Crews will continue installing girders for the new Urban Loop flyover bridge. Drivers are asked to use the U.S. Highway 65 Iowa Highway 5 bypass or Interstate 235 to travel through Des Moines during the closure. Iowa Department of Transportation says the freeway will reopen to traffic once the girders are safely in place sometime on Sunday morning. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school wrestling, Dowling splitting a pair of matches with Waukee and Ottumwa. Dowling losing to 7th-ranked Waukee, 45-16. The Maroons defeated Ottumwa 61-15. That was the opening meets of the high school wrestling season last night. High school swimming yesterday and boys swimming. Dowling defeated Mason City 77-17. Yesterday, women's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. Yesterday morning was Drake Bulldogs defeating Waldorf 103-18 at the Knapp Center Des Moines. Bulldogs now 7-2. And yesterday, And last night in Big Ten or Big 12 and the SEC Challenge of Women's College Basketball, the Iowa State women winning on the road at Alabama 75-66. Cyclones now 6-1 on the season. Last night, NFL Thursday Night Football kicking off week number 14. The Chicago Bears defeated the Dallas Cowboys 31-24 in Chicago. Bears are now 7-6 on the season. Tonight's men's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes at number 4 Michigan. They'll tip it off at 5:30 in Michigan. It'll be televised live on Fox Sports 1. And today's Dallin Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. It's Valley at Dowling. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow about 7:45. So join me for the call tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Valley at Dowling. Tonight, once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees, a north wind at 16 miles per hour, and today it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 37 degrees. And this has been Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And not a bad drive for you. Slowing down just a little, but Fridays aren't bad. 8 minutes as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 from the East Mixer into downtown. Still working that accident, I-35 northbound at the West Mixer, so I'll expect a little bit of a delay there. Big news, though, if you're making your way in on Fluor Drive, all lines open north and southbound, so all that construction will be dealing with for a while. That is done, so it should be a better drive for you as you make that head in to work this morning. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Friends, you sitting there with an extra $10, an extra $30, maybe an extra $50, hey, maybe a little bit more. Remember our year-end appeal. It's tax-deductible by December 31st. iowacatholicradio.com. You can click on Donate, our year-end appeal. We want to make this the biggest one we've ever had. Tax-deductible gift by December 31st. iowacatholicradio.com. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now, he's a favorite saint of children and remains a legendary model of generosity. Today, we celebrate Saint Nicholas. He was a bishop in modern-day Turkey. He is known for two very different things. The first was his fiery opposition to the Arian heresy. In one particular moment of zeal for the truth, St. Nicholas is said to have punched a supporter of the heresy. One of my favorite stories. But if he was a hard man in treatment of the Arians, he was also a very generous man. Father, you'd never really punched anyone, have you?
No.
Have you? No.
I'd never do that.
According to tradition, Nicholas heard that a poor man with three daughters was distressed about his daughter's dowries. On three separate nights, Nicholas tossed bags of gold through the windows of the man's house so that his daughters could get married. While in the West, he is predominantly associated with Christmas, in the East, in the Orthodox churches, St. Nicholas is a powerful intercessor in times of trouble. We ask this morning, St. Nicholas, to pray for us. Amen. Amen. And a big thanks to Deacon Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. A deacon right here in Des Moines, experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does the work for you for the last 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Father John Ricardo in studio with us right now. I can't even keep up with our text messages here. Welcome, Father John Ricardo, to Des Moines. Love listening to your show.
My sisters must be texting.
Yeah. Speaking of your show, you were saying you are going to continue or create a new podcast. It's going to be every other week now. Correct.
Yeah, so it'll be, we'll put an announcement out, you know, like all the channels, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, let people know. It's going to be called You Were Born for This, and it'll be launching sometime before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've got like five talks in my repertoire. You know, a lot of people, you know, speakers out there, well, you know, I've got a million things I can speak of. I can't. I can speak on about five things and about five talks down. Every time I listen to you on your podcast or something, you've got this new talk. Where do you get it all? I mean, where do you get fed?
Oh, well, prayer, first and foremost, you know. And then I don't know about you. Like, I have to read incessantly.
Yeah.
I don't have three small kids, so you probably don't have any time
to read. I don't remember it all. I read, but I don't remember it all.
You know why I read, though? I read because if I didn't read, I wouldn't have anything to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm always afraid, like, I'm going to run out of things to say, you know? So most of my friends are dead. They're authors who've passed away, but I call them friends just because they feed my mind so much. So I've come across a couple of people, especially in the last couple of years, who've really impacted my life and what it is that God's asking me to do right now. One's a woman named Fleming Rutledge, who's a retired Anglican woman priest, which is not exactly something I thought would be like at the top of my list. She's phenomenal. She wrote a book that totally changed my life called The Crucifixion, Understanding the Death of Jesus Christ.
Now, I was going to ask, is that the book, the one book you get to recommend besides the Bible? Is that the book?
It is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and N.T. Wright's, he's another huge influence on my life, Anglican bishop, probably the best Pauline scholar in the world right now. And obviously, so we're Catholics, so there's some things that we take issue with at times, you know, or disagree on more than take issue. But by and large, it's just incredible stuff. Wright wrote a book a couple of years ago called Paul, A Biography, which would be at the top of my list, too, for people. If you're looking for something to get for Christmas, I can't encourage this enough.
You recommended on my show a couple of years ago The Resurrection of the Son of God by N.T. Wright, and I went to get it. It's like 800 pages.
Yeah,
please.
So here's some good news.
Four kids.
So here's
some
great news, right? So he also has a book called Surprised by Hope, which was written like 12 years ago. And in this book, which I just read this past summer, it was like a 6-page summary of that whole book.
Okay, well.
So get that.
I might have to do that.
Go to Kindle, get Surprised by Hope, 6 pages, boom, done.
It's not like an 800-page page turner.
Yeah.
It's some pretty, I looked into it. It's pretty dense.
It's a little dense.
It's on my bucket list, but.
Good. Skip that. Go to Surprised by Hope, read the chapter on the resurrection, you're done.
Hey, friends, more with Father John Ricardo right when we come back. We're going to really get into Acts 29 and what it is and how it is that you can support them as well. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Friday, December 6th. Thanks for tuning in today. Boy, what a treat it is. And I want to thank all of those underwriters for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio that have made Iowa Catholic Radio what it is today. We appreciate all you do for us, and thank you. Continuing on, friends, if you want to support Iowa Catholic Radio, go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over Donate, click it, and then help us with the year-end appeal. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning, right when we return to Diocesan Minute, is right now.
This is your News of Des Moines for Friday, December 6th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. The annual Catholic Charities Holiday Reception, No Room at the Inn, is tonight. This fun event helps Catholic Charities raise money for homeless families in Des Moines. The event is 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center and features live music, a silent auction, a display of nativities, and much more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org and click on events for details and to register. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Catholic author, political analyst, and social activist George Weigel, who currently serves as a Distinguished Senior Fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. That interview is this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he wants to hear from you. Tell us how you experience God working in your life. Just text us at 515-223-1150, and Bishop Johnson may talk about it on an upcoming radio show. Again, just text your God experience to 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, A text came in. Please pray for our son, Leo, who is a U.S. Marine stationed overseas. New grandson, Callahan Jude, who will be baptized this coming Sunday. Thank you for your son's service here in our United States military. Father John Ricardo is with us right now, along with Joe Stopulis. Father John, we were talking off air about Acts 29. I mean, you're totally 100% supported by us. I mean, people, right? I mean, you don't get any outside money anywhere else.
Right. We need two kinds of partners, right? We need prayer partners and we need financial partners. And so our ministry is free. We just firmly believe, like Paul says, freely we have received, freely give. So, actually, Jesus said that. Sorry.
It's like, it's all right, man.
Somebody said that, right? You
know? I'm not going to correct Father John Ricardo.
I think Jesus might have
said
that.
I just went along with
it. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, right. Going right there.
So, I mean, we have. I mean, like everything we have, the Lord gave to us. So the only charges that we have for our work is we have to get to where we're going. So we need somebody to pay for us to get there and then to put us up. And mm-hmm. other than that, everything we do is free of charge. So, if you want to support us, that'd be great. We desperately need people to pray for us. We're, you know, the exciting thing about what's happening in the church right now is there's this space that we could call parish renewal or transformation, and a whole set of people are stepping into it. People like James Mallon, Father James Mallon, and Divine Renovation out of Canada. They do some great work. Matthew Kelly's work, obviously, Dynamic Catholic, Dynamic Parish. Tim Klimakowski out of Denver and what he's doing with Lalto, Evangelical Catholic. There's some places out of Texas. We're another entity, if you will, that's kind of stepped into this space that we feel like God's called us to do. But our work's really different. I mean, thanks be to God, we all need to be different, right? Or we wouldn't need all of us. Mm-hmm. Our work focuses in on our strategy is really simple. We will go where a bishop invites us to come and speak to all of his priests at once. What that enables us to do is bring the priests on retreat, because God's just made it abundantly clear that the starting point for parish renewal is really the healing of priests.
Man.
You might notice that the church culture is kind of beat up right mm-hmm. now. Yeah. So our brother, you know, my brothers, they're like trauma surgeons. You know, they just live in trauma. And the kind, you know, these people who get into church, whether they're laymen or women, so, you know, you guys or priests are people who tend to love to give, to pour out, but we rarely ask people to pour in to us. And so you end up easily getting isolated, discouraged, lonely, frustrated. The climate with the sex abuse crisis has created a wedge, oftentimes, unfortunately, between bishops and priests. So guys just feel like they're out there on an island, you know. So we really feel like God wants us first and foremost to go. The bishop invites us to go. We can bring the priests on retreat. We preach the gospel to them. It's just the word of God. We offer a time of healing, prayer ministry for them. Then we share what we feel like the Lord shared with us, what we call three essential principles for parish renewal. And then we talk to the bishop afterwards and just say, okay, you've seen who we are, what we do. Why don't you give us like five or six names of pastors that you think you would like us to consider working with. Mm. And then what we do is we kind of do a mutual intake process so that they can discern, we can discern, are we a good fit for you? Are you a good fit for us? Because we're not for everybody. We don't presume to be. And then we'll get it down to two or three. And then we would go back to those two or three parishes, be on site so that we can be in the culture and help them, you know, over like four or five-day visits spread out over a course of months. And we're there till you tell us you don't need us anymore. And again, there's no charge. Mm-hmm. And we try to do a set of things, you know, do a retreat, do a lot of team building, because the biggest challenge, the most essential principle to making parish life transform, the hardest principle, I should say, is becoming healthy as an organization. So God gave us an image a set of years ago that the parish is kind of like a human. It's the body. It's the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet. The staff of the parish, it's the spinal cord. Hmm. And if the spinal cord is pinched, the body can't function. So here's the sober, honest reality about most parish staffs. They're not pinched. They're snapped. Hmm. And almost everybody knows it. You know, it's a rare, and this is true in most organizations, right? It could be Ford, it could be Chrysler, it could be Google, it could be whatever. So to be healthy means you have really high morale, you have very little politics, you have no silos, you have great clarity on what you're about. There's no egos. There's a commitment to results. There's vulnerability. There's transparency. You hold each other accountable. And the best thing I'll say about our team, you know, we're five folks. We pray every day together. And we argue really well.
Mm-hmm.
We have great conflict.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to win. We just want God to win.
Right.
So we're trying to help parishes become like that. Because the work that they're doing outside of family life is the single most important work that's going on in any area. And they got to get healthy because God wants his world back. So that's one of our principles. So we try to help, you know, the pastor get healthy. I mean, ask him the tough questions like, hey, who on your staff has a cancer? And who's a cold? Because you can work with a cold.
Yeah.
You can't work with a cancer. And, it you know, you do the difficult work of going, hey, you know, Susie, God's got a great plan for you. It's just not here.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and that's helpful for that person. It's helpful for the staff that they were a part of. So that's our work.
So how do we support the ministry? Do you have ongoing gifts? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, so ACTS, Acts 29, XXIX. So if you don't know the book of the book of Acts very well, there's only 28 chapters in Acts. Our name really flows from Archbishop Vigneron in Detroit. He talks about how we're living right now. The Holy Spirit is writing right now the 29th chapter of Acts. So acts29.org, there's a way on there that you can both sign up to pray for us as well as sign up to give to us, and we're beyond grateful.
You got events on there as well. Friends, this is a really a nice website. Go to Iowa Catholic Radio, XXIX.org, and I see where you're going to be, man. You're going all over the place. Look at you, Florida.
You wouldn't leave Michigan. Your parish for 2 decades.
You wouldn't go next door to another parish.
No, I wouldn't, because God made it clear, like, I'm not supposed to leave. Yeah. I was a dad, yeah. You know, so yeah. I couldn't leave my family.
That was it.
To go care for somebody else's family. Like, who you going to give your That's kids awesome. To somebody so you can go, you know, take care of somebody
I'm
else's
in, man.
Kids? No.
I'm in.
But now the season in life, God has said, hey, you guys go.
Mm-hmm.
I've given something for you to say and to share. Go.
Father John Ricardo, I want to thank you, man. You were generous with us this morning with your time, an entire hour.
My
How about
joy.
It?
Great to be with you guys.
I want to put this on our podcast sponsored by Iowa Catholic Radio as well, friends. And if you missed any of it, you can go to SoundCloud, Iowa Catholic Radio, type it in there, John Lee Nettie in the morning, and we'll have it up there as well. Joel Stopulis, thanks for coming in, brother.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Father John Ricardo, would you give us your blessing, Father?
Absolutely. Through the intercession of St. Nicholas and all your patron saints, of all those who are listening, may Almighty God bless you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, open up your eyes and ears in this season of Advent to all that God has done for you and for me. In the person of his son, Jesus.
That's Father John Ricardo, everyone. I am John Linetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Now your dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you know we lift your name.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.